Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Sixers, D. And now I have hope here, finally, for the Sixers after landing the number three overall pick last night. I do. You guys made me feel like I'm taking crazy pills this morning. They got the third pick. And nobody in this room's got hope.
Nobody's excited.
Yeah, well, you might be taking crazy pills to come on today and say you have hope for the Sixers.
Hope. I didn't say anything's going to happen here. I didn't say I'm guaranteeing anything. I just have some hope here. They could add an all-star caliber player to what they have.
I mean, they're like the most hopeless organization in the city.
Well, I don't know about that. Flyers are pretty hopeless.
Oh. They have vision, though. They have a direction
that they're trying to go.
Honestly, I might argue the Sixers are worse. They have the bad albatross contracts that they need to move off of, where the Flyers have already kind of torn this thing down.
Yep. I got more lottery luck for the Sixers, though.
Yeah.
Got the third pick.
No.
What did we get for the Flyers?
Six.
Six. Four. Three is better than six.
They got more picks, though.
They
can do more with them.
Listen, I can be hopeful about anything I want to be hopeful about. I'm hopeful about the Sixers now for the first time in a while. Meanwhile, I got Debbie Downers over here. Refused to be. Bryce Harper, should the Phillies sit him for a night? And, of course, the Eagles with those schedule leaks continue to come out. So tomorrow night we get the full schedule with the Eagles. But, Hugh, I got something on my mind that we've been talking about for a while with the Eagles. And it's just kind of... We did it a little bit before the draft. We did a little bit during free agency. We kind of put it on the back burner. Hugh, the Eagles are very young, and they're very thin compared to last year at edge rusher, right? Mm-hmm. At pass rush, at end. Brandon Graham retiring. Josh Sweat to the Arizona Cardinals. They lost a lot there. And, you know, we're hopeful for Nolan Smith and G. Alex Hunt, and I'm not as hopeful as Bryce Huff, but whatever. He's here, too.
Bryce Huff.
Yeah. You still hopeful for that?
Yes.
Good player?
Yes. I say it with a straight face.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm looking at you like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, besides Bryce Huff.
My shirt looked too tight.
Yeah.
Hugh Snuggless?
Snuggless over here. Why do you have a tight shirt on?
Got to go to the golf outing later on.
It is a snug shirt.
Not enough air is getting to that brain.
Yeah, it's a little tight.
That's where the Bryce Huff comment came from.
Why you laughing so hard, though?
Because, all right, so Hugh's now let me pause where I was talking about for 1 second, because now we're here. Because you're going to this golf outing, you forgot about it. You're wearing a Darth Vader t-shirt, so you're like, oh, do we have any extra polos around? And they brought you one, and as soon as it came in the room, I was like, that's not going to fit.
It's a little tight.
It's a little tight, but you look more official now.
But, yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's why I don't like to go to golf outings.
But you could have worn your own clothes.
I forgot.
Okay. That's on you.
Yeah, it's on me. And I ain't got time to go home.
No, you don't. All right. Anyway, snug shirts aside, here we've been talking about
I'm going to have to stop at Walmart and get me a. This dog might not hunt. This is a little, it's a little snug, man.
All right, for all the you people out there watching on YouTube, please comment and let us know if this shirt is too tight for Hugh to wear to the golf outing. He obviously thinks it is. Anyway. Here's what's getting tight. The relationship between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. So, you know how he asked for more money and they said no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting ugly now. So, Trey Hendrickson, apparently he and the Bengals have cut off really all communication. Can we hear Adam Schefter
like ugly.
Oh, wait, listen to this. It's getting really ugly. Adam Schefter on the Hendrickson-Bengals situation.
It's not great. He's not happy. And again, last year he played the good soldier, was told that if he comes back, plays well, keeps quiet, that he'd be taken care of. And the three players who have generated the most sacks and most pressures have been Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, and Trey Hendrickson. What's happened this offseason? Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, each with multiple years left on their deal, have been rewarded with contract extensions. Trey Hendrickson's going to the last year of his deal. So he's closer to the end of his contract than either Garrett or Crosby were. Now, yes, he's older, but still, he has done everything the way that you'd want a player to. And the Bengals have not had any conversations with him since the draft. They didn't even call him before. Not that they needed to say, hey, Trey, FYI, we're going to draft Shamar Stewart here in the first round. Just want to give you a heads up. No bearing on how we feel about you. We love you and we want to resign. I guess they don't owe him that call, but they certainly didn't make that call either. And I guess he still could be traded.
Yeah, so he said it's not great. I'll read between the lines. It's getting ugly between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. See, he's obviously not happy. They said they would redo his contract. They didn't. Then they paid two receivers this offseason. All right, so there's that. And then Hendrickson came out yesterday and said he wasn't happy with the situation. Listen to this. This was Chase Daniel with Diana Rossini talking about the situation and the kind of their read, especially Daniel, the read on what Hendrickson's feeling right now.
I continue to hear that Cincinnati wants to make something work with Trey. Do I think that they're close in numbers? No. This is why you do something like this. You put out a statement because you're not happy. This is a tactic. Yeah. This is a way to negotiate. If the communication isn't there, then that tells me right now that there's a difference in the number that they're looking for.
This is a pointed attack. I don't want to say attack. Maybe tactic from the Trey Hendrickson camp and agent. Who knows if it'll work out, but it seems almost like they're trying to make the Bengals look bad. And the Bengals really haven't said anything about it publicly for whatever reason. It sticks out for me because I know Trey personally. So it just tells me that they're a lot further apart than what maybe people think.
Yeah, the way it was framed there by Chase Daniel, almost like a pointed attack by Hendrickson and his agent on the Bengals. And then this was said today. This is a quote from Trey Hendrickson. Quote, if I sat here with four sacks, they'd want a pay cut and some money back. I'm not going to apologize for the rates being paid to defensive ends in the National Football League. Hugh, I put all this together, and all I keep thinking about is Howie Roseman needs to get on the phone with the Cincinnati Bengals. If that relationship is dead, I want the Eagles to pounce and get this guy.
Well, how much money are you asking for? Because like you said, you know, you're talking about two other guys that got paid a lot of money in this offseason. Mm-hmm. So now, like for Howie, you have to figure out how much he wants. And does it fit with what you've been trying to do this whole time?
So that's a fair point. Let me throw a workaround for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles just saved, what, $3 or $4 million on Dallas Goedert's contract?
Goddard, yeah.
They have $25 million in cap room. Q, I know you and many others have been like, hey, we can't spend a lot this offseason because we got to save the money for down the line, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell. Why can't we trade for Trey Hendrickson and give him more money for this year? Like, he's obviously not getting a long-term deal from anyone right now. Mm-hmm. If he stays with the Bengals, they're not giving him any money. So, like, I would trade for him and say, hey, listen, we can't give you a long-term deal right now, but I'll give you a big raise for this year. Add $10 or $15 million to his contract just for this year, and then he's a free agent after the year. Basically, rent him and try to make him happy to come here and play for one more season.
It sounds like a noble sentiment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I don't think that dog is going to hunt.
But what's he going to do?
Well, he's a little bit older.
Yeah, but like I'm saying,
he could refuse to play.
Then he. But we did this already, right? Reddick did this and lost.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a little bit different than Reddick, though.
No, I agree.
I mean, he's probably looked at a little bit different than Hassan Reddick.
But same age?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't work for players to sit out full seasons.
It doesn't.
It doesn't work.
But it's for the player, it's more about the principle.
And that's why I don't think he's going to play for the Bengals on this contract.
Yeah, it's more about the principle. And that's the thing that I hear people say all the time. Like, you know, they talk about Hassan and what he did and how stupid it was and everything. It meant more to him to do it the way that he did it than it meant for him to get the money.
Right.
They talk about what Le'Veon Bell did, the same thing when he left the Steelers. And they talked about when he went to the Jets and how he didn't get that much money. It means more to the player. It might not mean that much financially to people that don't understand, but to stand on business and do things the way that you feel is right for you means a lot more than the payday does.
Sure. I think the relationship between him and the Bengals seems dead, but I do think if the Eagles traded for him, he may come in here with a different attitude because he doesn't have anything against the Eagles. They just trade. Like, I want to trade for him and see if Howie can make this work with the guy's agent for one season. I also saw this. So Trey Henderson vented for 23 minutes. Some takeaways. Ready for this one? According to one reporter who was at Trey Hendrickson's availability, Trey said he received a text from Zach Taylor on Monday threatening him with fines if he didn't show up at mandatory minicamp in June.
Threats. That's not a good way to do it.
Mm.
Just like you threatened Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. With the TikTok stuff. And we saw how that worked out. He went right back to doing TikToks. Didn't respect you at all.
At all.
How would you respond if Jack Del Rio threatened you?
Does she do anything for us? I mean, what are we paying for?
See, Joe asks questions you already know the answer to.
I just wanted to know.
You know I don't know how to act, man. Okay. I'm working on that.
Hugh Douglas.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to act. I'm working on that. That's something I struggle with.
This is now mature Hugh Douglas.
That gap year might have turned into a forced retirement.
Mature Hugh Douglas in a men's mediums polo right now. All right, Kyle. Would you trade for Henderson and try to make it work?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I like your idea of letting him come here.
Kyle the strong arm king, though. I don't care. You're going to play for this money. You're going to
it. Well, I mean, but there is a benefit for him. Like, he can up his value here to the rest of the league, just like a lot of the – like, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams got huge paydays from the Eagles last year.
You know what the unfortunate thing about that is when you reach a certain age and the league has already, like, deemed you – declining player. Yeah.
But he just had 17 and a half sacks.
No, but
you can get like 20 here next year.
But obviously – they're looking at him and they're thinking, he ain't the old gray mare, ain't what she used to be. So it's probably a little bit of that going on.
But you could
on.
Change it. I mean, Josh Sweat, we only got a 1-year deal here, and then he.
Yeah, he was a little younger, though.
He was.
He was a little younger.
A little bit.
Yeah, but not as good of a player.
Hassan Reddick didn't really change the narrative for himself. He in Tampa. I think he's in Tampa now, right?
He is in Tampa, yeah.
He's in Tampa, but he ain't get a whole lot of bread.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's I think what Trey's dealing with is the older stigma. You know, and that's not going to change.
So listen, I know I understand why the Eagles or any team wouldn't want to give him a long-term deal because that's a big commitment. But I'm just saying, like, I think he makes like $20 million. And I can understand why he's saying, hey, the best pass rushers make 40.
Mm-hmm.
I just had 17 and a half sacks. I make 20.
And you're what, 32?
30.
30?
30.
Yeah, they probably
do. But how about we trade for him? I would trade a third-round pick to rent him for a year. And then you say, hey, listen, we're not prepared to give you a long-term deal right now. We got a lot of stuff on the future burner here. But how about we bump your salary up to $30 million?
And
let's go.
The tantalizing thought of winning a Super Bowl.
Yes. You know? He's been to one. He almost won.
I hear you, but yeah, you want that bread. Man.
If for no other reason, we need to get here so that we can keep using this.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. That's not a reason.
That's a great reason.
See, we all got our own agendas today.
We do.
Everybody got an agenda today. Everybody has an agenda.
But you're missing the big picture for the whole station. Every show can use that. Let's hear what Hugh Douglas thinks of Trey Hendrickson. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Yeah.
The more I play, the funnier.
It gets better and better.
It really does. At my expense, though.
One more time. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Yeah, lost control. And this shirt is starting to cut off my circulation.
You're gonna come in. You're gonna come in tomorrow. It sounded like that.
I don't know if you're gonna make it the rest of the show in that men's media. No, I mean, that thing is tight.
I don't think I'm gonna make it to my truck in this thing.
We're just gonna hear a rip at some point.
I'll be like, wait a minute. I don't even want to be here. Take this shirt off.
Well, that's what happens when you don't bring golf attire. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on this as well. Trey, if I'm the Eagles, I'm on the phone right now with the Bengals, and I'm seeing – because at some point, it's going to become untenable. If he doesn't want to play there ever again, you got the head coach.
It might get a little physical.
The head coach is threatening him for not show up to minicamp. I mean, he's one of their best players.
But you know what? When it happens like that, and this is, you know, all jokes aside, when they start to threaten you like that, that means they're moving on.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not even trying to salvage the relationship at that point. They kind of want you to act the fool, so you have to be smarter. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be smart in a situation like that. And just know, your first thought is probably not the thought you need to go with when it comes to that.
Yeah, the ironic part about this all happening is this is a big win for your brand. You realize that?
Defensive luxury.
Well, they paid both receivers, and they're threatening their all-pro defensive end.
I mean,
it's a big win for you.
I mean, listen, man, I have vision, and I saw this coming years ago. That's why it's like the hottest take on the planet.
Well, I don't know about that, but it doesn't mean this is smart.
No, I didn't say it was smart, but it's the truth. It's like the trend in the NFL. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
You had to do it again.
I'm just saying, it's the truth.
You haven't said it in a few weeks.
No, I'm just saying, it's the truth. It's the truth. And sometimes for some people, the truth hurts. Mm. That's why I'm the drunk hooker at the barbecue.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the truth, but it's your truth. Yeah, it's your truth. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
The moment was too big for Mike.
And one, two, put Mike on hold. And from there, we go to Zoe in Bluebell. Hey, Zoe.
What up, Zoe?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Zoe, what's up?
I got thoughts.
Okay,
I got thoughts.
Go ahead.
Now, I had a little rant about the Phillies a couple of weeks ago, but I want to first say, do not sit Bryce Harper, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
He's not the type of player that responds to that. Like, he's just think of it as like self-medicating. He's the one that's going to come up with the solution to fix the problem he's dealing with. And if you go around, if you sit him now, even for one game, he just cut his hair. He's trying to figure out what it is that he needs to do to get past this hump. I mean, we didn't sit Trey Turner when he was, you know, in the toilet. Now, I'm thankful that he's doing better now, but hey, listen, I just feel like Bryce is the type of player that let him work through it on his own. Let him get to where he needs to be. He, more than anybody else, knows what he needs to be doing, knows what he wants to be doing. I don't think he needs that outside influence or that outside help. If anything, that might feel like more of a slap in the face.
Well, it might for him, Zoe, and that's a fair point. And this is where the manager's got to know their player. I mean, obviously, they all realize. I mean, Schwarber spoke about it last night, Topper on the morning show. It's pretty obvious they see him going through this. And none of us want to make it worse. Like, if you're right and you think it would make it worse, then it's not worth it. I just wonder if it can help him. Now, the one thing that would be uncomfortable for everyone is Topper would have to talk about it, right? Like, the lineup comes out, he does his press availability. Obviously, the first question is going to be, why is Bryce not in the lineup? Is he hurting? And then he says, no. All right, why is he not playing? Well, we wanted to give him a day, and then they go, all the reporters go and run to Bryce and say, all right.
Why you ain't playing?
Yeah, what's going on? Right, so I get that. It'd be a thing. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, and I think it's so much better for it not to be a thing. We're doing good now. Just let's keep riding this wave. Bryce isn't at the point where he's actually hurting the club. I mean, he's hurting himself, and sure, we love him and get some timely hits, yeah, but it's not so much so where we're losing games constantly as a direct result of it. So I'm definitely a fan of just letting it ride out and kind of see where it goes, especially since he just got his hair. Let's see what happens.
But see, Zoe, this is the problem with that, because Bryce has been such a contributor the whole time that he's been here. To be in a position where the team is doing well and it's not because of you might kind of wear on him a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
See,
I
mean, look, it didn't take long to turn sway. You got to dot him.
All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, you hit me with a good point. But still, I do believe why he wants to be that star guy. Like, he wants to be the one that hits the grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. at some point, he just said, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, do it as a team. You know, be part of the team.
Right. Name on the front, not the name on the back.
Yeah, he just
exactly,
probably was saying
exactly.
that. So, he just talking.
You know, he got to step back and let things happen the way they need to happen. I just think whatever changes need to be made, I just think right now he's earned the respect that they should come from him and not from anyone else.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'm going to guess they're probably going to go with what you're saying, Zones. Oh, good phone call. I mean, I'm going to guess that. One thing that he brought up there that really we haven't touched on much, but I do wonder, I'm sure he roots for all his teammates, right? He wants to win. Bryce Harper wants to win. But you said something earlier that is true, but I don't know if it's true this year. You said they go as Bryce goes.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're kind of going, they're going as Schwarber goes.
Yeah, and let me tell you, that is something that if you're not used to that, it could be a challenge. That could be a challenge within itself. You know, having a teammate that normally you're the guy that everybody gravitates towards,
yep.
And you know, and then all of a sudden Schwarber becomes the guy. And he's the catalyst for everything. And, you know, I don't think he has a hero complex. And I'm not saying that he does, but there's something to be said about everywhere that you've been, that you've been kind of that dude, and then all of a sudden you have to take a back seat. That's a little humbling.
Yeah,
it's a little humbling.
I think it's like usually the Phillies win because of Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
They're not winning because of Bryce Harper this season, right? He's not. We've all said this today. He's not costing them, right? They have a good record right now. They've played well the last 3 weeks, so his play isn't losing them games, but. Does anyone feel like Bryce Harper's winning the Phillies games right now? I don't. I mean, it's very few games this year. I feel like he's really spurred them to the win. And they had the game in Atlanta. He hit a home run earlier this season. That was a big home run. But just feels like very few games, that was it. That's like Sunday's game. When they won the Sunday night game in Cleveland, they won the game because of Kyle Schwarber's bat. That's it. They only scored 3 runs. He knocked them all in. 2 home runs and obviously all 3 runs were from Kyle Schwarber. Has there been any game this year Harper had one of those games? He had the home run on opening day in Washington was a big one. He had a big home run in Atlanta to get them back in the game. And I'm sure I'm missing a big hit here or there, but it doesn't feel like there's been a game we've come on the next day and said, Bryce Harper won them the game. And I wonder if that's wearing on him as much as the struggles. He's not the reason they're winning. I mean, it probably all plays into it. All right, let's go to Mike in Norristown, who is back up here. What's up, Mike? What's up, Mike?
Hey, my man. What do you know? What do you say?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Oh, I'm thrilled, dude. I called in earlier this morning. I won them Post Malone tickets. I'm psyched.
Oh, that's awesome, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Post Malone.
So what's up, Hug? How you doing, buddy?
Musical artist.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, you say
I'm great,
better, but it was like, yeah, let's see, everything.
You guys are being too negative.
Tell Hugh like he's being too negative. Tell
you.
I'm being negative.
I'm talking about you. Talking about
this is typical
Hugh
Douglas.
Man. We got hope coming
you.
To us.
What we do have hope. I know. I'm all hopeful today.
I like that guy from Rutgers. I think he's going to go good with Embiid.
Mm. No,
see,
he don't like Rutgers, man.
Rutgers. The other kid at Rutgers could play.
I messed up. I meant to say Maxie. He's going to go good with Maxie. That's what I meant to say.
No, but you like Ace Bailey?
Yes.
He's 6'7",
like
skinny.
6'8", like Joe.
Him. He's 6'7.5".
He's 6'8".
He's skinny.
It's fine. He can weight on. He'll skinny. Be fine. With Maxie, I think you're going to be all right.
He's not
right.
That athletic. He played at Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers thing bother Mike, how did Rutgers have two of the top three players in the draft and not be good? How?
Because it's Rutgers.
Yeah, but in basketball, if you have two players that good, you should win.
Yeah, but it's Rutgers. What are you going to do?
Well, I like the kid from Baylor. I don't want this Ace Bailey guy.
Oh, I just do. I would have much rather we had the number one pick, and I think it was rigged. How it all fell down for Dallas. I actually absolutely do.
Well, it's hard to find someone today that doesn't feel like it was rigged. I mean, it's bananas that the Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to get it, and they get it.
They ripped, I don't know, man. It just seems real shady. Real shady.
Super shady.
Well, it does. I mean, and again, you know, Hugh's been pointing out today they do it behind, you know, we can't see it. That's the way they've always done the lottery. Mike, we preached the phone call. I mean, what is going on out there that people want a player from Rutgers? I mean, I'm living in a
why are you taking a dump on Rutgers today?
Rutgers is taking a dump on themselves my entire life.
I feel like Hugh's been very pro Rutgers.
I know. This is unbelievable.
What are you talking about? I mean, it's
threatening
just,
Bryce pro Rutgers, wearing medium shirts. This guy's all over the place. Said, listen,
being a downer.
We just got all kind of slander going on in this last hour of this show. I don't think this shirt going to make it to the golf tournament.
No.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Are you going to make it to the golf tournament?
I mean, I have no choice. You know, but I believe, and I think I'm right about this. Spike doesn't have on a collared shirt.
No, but Jack and Ike are wearing honest-to-goodness golf clothes. I mean, those
because
guys,
they're golfers. They're golfers.
Yeah.
They don't count. I'm going to go with the Spike. I'm Spike's friend today.
I mean.
That's my movie buddy anyway.
You guys go to any movies lately?
He hasn't said anything about going to any movies, but I'm pretty sure there's something that's coming up, you know, that we'll probably go see. I can't think of anything right now. What's coming out?
Trying to butter him up because you're nervous about the push-up thing?
Yeah, happened to that?
Man, listen, Spike, you know what happened. Spike didn't want none of this.
Well, no, the last time he spoke about it, he said he's not doing them in the neighborhood anymore because he moved close and he didn't want people to notice.
The kids out there laughing at him.
I don't think that was it.
That's what it is, man. The kids. Kids ruin things for grown-ups all the time.
Yeah?
Because that's like the whole glizzy thing. That's basically where it comes from. Kids
laughing. That's just you.
Hold on
a
second.
No, that's a bunch of people.
Hold on a second.
I was going to send y'all this comedian last night. He was talking about that. And he was talking about how he doesn't eat glizzies anymore because the kids laugh at him.
You think if you
and ate, I thought about sending it to, but he started working
this
blue.
This doesn't make any sense.
He started
sense.
Working real blue.
You think if you ate a hot dog like a normal person, a kid would say anything?
Oh, they'll laugh at
no
you.
Shot.
I could see it. It's just a matter of why worry about it? They're just kids.
What do you mean kids? You mean teenagers or kids?
Teenagers, yeah. Teenagers.
Are you worried about getting made fun of by teenagers?
Yeah. It's something about when teenagers make fun of you, dog. It's something about that age gap. Like, you know, I think right now. And I might be wrong about this, now that I think about it. I think I skew the cool older guy, but probably not.
I doubt it.
You know
it.
What I mean? Probably not. But when the kids laughing, when they see you coming and they laughing at you, you know, for wearing, you know, the Jordans and wearing your, like, some dudes wearing, like, the skinny jeans
what do you think
and whatnot,
they'd say about you in that shirt?
Yeah, they probably laugh, like, unhere with a schmedium on. Cut up in circulation. No, you know what someone would probably say? I ain't gonna lie, you know. They would say, I'm thirst trapping. You know what I'm saying? They said, I'm out here being thirsty.
You've earned your Zaddy era, aren't
you? Yeah, with these little ass shirts on.
All right, watch out, everyone at Ramblewood. Here comes thirst trapping Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Do you have hope for the Sixers now after last night? And do you think the Phillies should sit Harper for a game? I think it'd be good for him, for the team, if he takes the night off tonight against the Cardinals. Plus, we'll check in with you people. And we just talked about a situation for the Eagles to monitor. There is another situation to monitor, this time for the Phillies. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.